In the Sechta Ovis, we're holding the Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Ben Zoyma Oimer, Ben Zoyma says, Ezel Chocham, who's considered a wise person, who's considered a learned person? Haloimed Mikolodim, a person that learns from every person. Shinema Apostle Cantillum that says, Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. From all my teachers, I became wise. And the Ben Yehuda explains that who's considered a chacham? Somebody that loves chachma. Person that loves it, the pshat is he has a taiva to learn. He wants to know. So even though he's not a chacham yet, but he's called a chacham because he's going to get to be the madreig of a tam chacham because he has a desire, he has a love for chachma. That's the pshat. Who's called a chacham already now? A person has a tremendous love, a desire to learn, meaning he'll learn from anybody. As long as he's learning Torah, he hears something, he's not embarrassed to learn from somebody younger than him, somebody knows less than him, it's Torah, he has a love for it, that's called a Chacham. A Zeo Giber, who's called a strong person, HaKoivis Es Yitzray, somebody could conquer his Yetzirah, that's called real Gevurah. It's not talking about might of your muscles, it's talking about here your might of your lev, of your neshama. A person that could conquer his Yetzirah, that's called the real Gevura. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Mishlei Toiv Erech Hapayim Migibor Omoishel Baruchai Miloiket Ir. Now the Pasuk says, Toiv, a person who's slow to become anger, he's better than a strong man. Omoishel Baruchai, somebody that could control himself, could conquer his Yetzirah, Miloiket Ir is even more stronger than a person that conquers a city. Like Ben Yain explains, Stam strength, even a behemoth has the strength. Here we're talking about strength of your lev. A person has the mile over behemoth. We have a lev, we have a mayach, we have brains. And therefore the real strength is a person that could conquer his temptations of the Yetzirah. Really there's a Mesil Sashram that says that the schar we're going to get is according to how much we were kovish, we held back our Yetzirah. He also says, we know we're in a strong mechama, a whole lifetime a person has to fight his Yetzirah. He's always there to tell you to do Averis, and we have to be strong enough to win him, to fight over him. That's the mechama we're in constantly, a whole lifetime. Then the Mishnah says, a Zeil Osher, who's considered a rich person, has Sameach B'Cholko, he's happy with the portion that he receives from Hashem. Why is that called an Osher then? Stam is a happy person. So the pshat is that the Mefarshim say that he's happy what Hashem gives him because whatever he has, he's able to use it out to do mitzvahs with it. And therefore he's an usher, he's satisfied, he's happy, he's always doing toiv with the amount that Hashem gave him. Also the pshat is that this person is maki, he realizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he realizes whatever he has, that's what Hashem wants him to have and he's happy with it. Hashem and a person only desires to have more and more, he's never happy. He never can be considered a rich person. As much as he has, he always wants more. Shneimer, Shneimer the Pasuk says, Yegia kapecho kisoichel ashrecho v'toivloch. Like when you eat of the labor of your hands, then ashrecho, you're praiseworthy. And we darshan, what does it mean to say, ashrecho, they'll be good for you. Ashrecho, boy, the mazeh, you can have a good life in this world. And v'toiv loch l'olam habo, yivizorcha, a tremendous reward back in olam habo. The Ben Yain explains this, that Ashiras here means you're satisfied, you have what you need, meaning that the ikar purpose of a person in this world is to do the Torah, to mekayim, to learn the Torah, do the mitzvahs. And therefore, that's called the real usher, somebody that has enough to manage on, and he could use up all his time doing mitzvahs and learning, that's called the real usher. Mashiach and Soma is only Isaac in this world, a material, trying to get more and more money. He doesn't do the mitzvahs that much, and he's always trying to get, he's never satisfied. That's not called an usher. Then the Mishnah ends off a Chiddush, a Zeyo Mechubed, who is considered a person that deserves to have respect. Ha Mechabed Es Abriyas, a person that gives respect to other people. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Ki Mechabedai Achabed. Even though it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, whoever honors me, whoever honors a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I will honor, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give him honor back. And whoever fakert is, whoever disgraces Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yakelu, he'll be disgraced himself. And the third apostle is telling us, Chayma Madach Kodesh Baruch Hu, somebody gives Kodesh Baruch Hu's covet, he gives back covet, Savada by Bnei Yodam also, that if we give covet to somebody else, we deserve to have covet back. The pshat could be is a person that's mechabed abriyos, as the pshat is, he realizes every person that's selam lekim, he realizes that Kodesh Baruch Hu that's there, and by giving cover to your chaver, to your friend, that's called giving cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So maybe we have this pasuk that says, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you covet back. But that's somebody that really deserves respect, he understands the chshivus of a person, the selam lekim of an adam, and therefore goes to mechabed other people. That's a real respectful person. Up to Mishnah Beis, Ben Azai Oime, Ben Azai says, have a rot le mitzvah kal, a person should run to go to do even a small mitzvah. Kivachamura, as if it's a very strict mitzvah. And uvareyach min avera, a person should run away from an avera. Why the Mishnah says, she mitzvah gereris mitzvah. By doing one mitzvah, it drags you, it causes you to do another mitzvah. It entices you, it gives you kedusha, that you want to do more mitzvahs. In the opposite way, if you do an avera, it's metamtim you, takes away the kedusha, the yetzarah gets hold of you, and therefore gereris avera causes you to do more averas. And the Mishnah continues, sheshcha mitzvah, mitzvah, the reward you get for a mitzvah is a mitzvah, uschar avera, avera. And the punishment that you get for doing an avera, that in itself is called an avera. It's really that the Mishnah starts off, have you wrote the mitzvah kalik of a chamurah? So really the Rabbein Yonis says, this is explained already in the second parak, that it says in the second parak, it says the Mishnah, she'enat yodei imam scharen shom mitzvah. The reason why you have to run to do even a simple mitzvah, because we do not know the schar we get from mitzvahs. Some learn there that it's not only the ma'isa mitzvah, but it depends upon how much kavana, how much chizek, how much emphasis you put in to do the mitzvah, how much simcha you have when you're doing the mitzvah. Therefore, sometimes even the smaller mitzvahs, that's what gives us more simcha. We put more into it, and therefore we'll get much more schar than doing the big mitzvahs without any chizuk, without any without a geschmack, without a simcha. That's what I said before. Now here in this Mishnah, Ben Yonah says, the Ben Azai comes to say another reason. Another reason why you should run to do even a simple mitzvah, because that's the mitzvah, that mitzvah is mekadoshos. And because of one mitzvah will cause us, will drag us to do more mitzvahs. So even if you start off with small mitzvahs, the small mitzvah will drag you to do more mitzvahs, do even bigger mitzvahs. As Lashon is, ki ba'asoy sod, the mitzvah, then a person knows even a small mitzvah, pamachas, even one time, who miskarev es Hashem Yisborach, he's becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who margales ruch al avidosoy, making himself fit, making your ruach, your inside, to want to do Avodas Hashem, and therefore it's going to be easy for you to do another mitzvah, even though the next mitzvah may have a big tircha, hard to do it, but you're going to have a geshmak, you're going to want to do mitzvahs, you do it besimcha, and you'll enjoy, even no matter how hard the mitzvah is, you can enjoy to do it. That's as Klal, start off with small mitzvahs, and they'll drag you to do big mitzvahs. You know, like Mesil Hashem says, it's very hard to marry the pnim of a person, and therefore you have to start with the chitzayim. Person does outside ma'isim, you do ma'isim, tovim, you do ma'isim mitzvahs, that's more of the pnim, the inside of you, to give you a cheshet, to give you a geshmak, to give you an avam, a desire to do mitzvahs, and then when you have this avam desire, you'll want to do even hard mitzvahs. And the same thing, the opposite way, run away from an avera, even the smallest avera, because if you do one avera, the etzara gets a hold of you, gives you a geshmak in doing averas, it's metamtam alev, he stops the kedusha, he stops the shaykhs to Hashem, and therefore more and more comes in, more and more tumor comes in, and you'll end up doing more and more averus. Then it ends off with the yisoy that schar mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. The reward that you get for a mitzvah, that's good for a mitzvah. So there's two ways to learn here. One pshat is the schar of a mitzvah is the opportunity to do another mitzvah. You're much better off, it's a better investment. You're making investments in this world, and Mr. Shem, the repay will get back. Karen Kiyemus Elam Habo will get the Karen, will get the reward in Elam Habo. So the best investments of this world is to do more and more mitzvahs. So if you do one mitzvah, the schar in this world for that mitzvah is, you'll be able to invest and do another mitzvah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toiv Hashem Lakol. Hashem created this world to be Meitiv Lakol. And therefore, if we do a mitzvah and we enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Schar, that's Gufa Mitzvah. That's Gufa what Hashem wants. Hashem wants to give us Schar. So Schar Mitzvah, it itself is called a mitzvah. It's something that Hashem wants. When that we enable Hashem to give us the Schar, that in itself is called a mitzvah. And the opposite of the opposite, Hashem does not like to do Ra, to do punishment, and therefore if we do an Aveira that we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish us, the punishment itself is called the Dabar Ra. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does not want. The Mishnah Gimel, Hu HaYoim, he used to say, the Nazar Yossi used to say, Al Tehi Boz L'Chol Adam. Do not despise any person. Don't think that you don't need him, he can't do anything for you, he can't do any harm for you. You never know. Valti maflig l'chol dover. Don't maflig means like set aside, take it away from you. Think that there's no purpose for that thing. Don't be marchik yourself from anything like to say there's no purpose for that. Because the klal is shein loch odom shein l'sho. There's no person that doesn't come a time that maybe you need him. He could do something good for you, and this is poshup shot. The same thing vein l'chol dover. There's no object, nothing in this world. Shein lo makom doesn't have its place. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there's a purpose for it, there's good for it, and the right time, the right place will be good. Therefore, don't despise anything and don't take yourself away from anything that Hashem created. But there's a bigger kavanah here, boz l'chol adam. Person has to realize every single person that tzelem elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Mamash has a chshivas, he has a neshama, he's a chelak of Hashem elokai. What do you mean you despise him? You have to adorab, give covet, be machsh of him. The Forshman speak out like this is really starts off in the Midas of Leitzonis. The Midas of Leitzonis, to mock, to make jokes, is something can be very, very, very choshev, and just knock it down with a joke. That's one of the key things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not roya, that katz, the Torah says in Saitam, that katz Leitzonim, that's when Arba Kitos are not makabal p'nei Shechina. Mamish, you're mavatal things, you're mavatal people. And that's the way you come to buzz to say this person has no shivas, I don't need him, I don't care about him. That's also from the midas of leitzonis. But either geyser is to be machshev everything, to see the shivas in the frat in people, in the dover, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, to know it's the tzelem elokim, it's the bria of Hashem, to be machshev and adorah, but to see the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be able to say, morabu masecho Hashem. Mishnah Dalet, Rabbi Levitos ishiav noimer. That moid moid hevi shval ruach, a person should be very humble. His spirits should be very humble. She tikvas enoish rima, because the hope of the end of a person is a worm. At the end of a person's buried, it turns the worms eat him. So how could a person of gaiva think great upon himself? Let him think about what's going to happen to kever, and therefore he'll lose his gaiva. And even though usually the chutem tsoi, the middle way of all midas, is the best. Not to have too much rachmonis, not to be too much achzorius, always to be in the middle, that's the midas toivom. Mashenkein by gaiv, it's the opposite. Moid, moid, to be as much as possible the opposite, have no gaiv at all, just have the mid of humble. You have the mid of anova. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Odom Agodol, the greatest person we had, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the honor of Mikol Odom. The more a person is an honor of his humble, the more he's makabal and realizes everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more he becomes close to Hashem, and the greater is neshama, the greater is mekayim is avoid in this world. But the more we have gaiva, we think of ourselves, it's us, we forget about Hashem, it takes us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we both, there's the midas of Moshe and Aaron. There are two different ways to become humble. One is that you think of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keneged the Melech Malchi Amlochim, what am I? I'm a nothing. The other way to look is the p'chisa sodom, how bad, what we're missing, how low we are, but that alone does nothing to have gaiva. Fortune said that was a chiluk between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe's midah v'anova was because he was so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw so much the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was nothing connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the rabbi, that's why he was so close to Hashem, and that's why Hashem made him to be the shliach to give the Torah over. Aaron's midah was boish min hadavar. Aaron's midah was, he has midah of anova. And some of our Hashem was even greater than Moshe's anova, but it was a different type of anova. With anova, boish b'dova, he felt bad upon himself. He saw the p'chisis, saw naveira, saw how bad a person could do. So how can you have gaiva? How could you think great upon yourself? And Machmazeh, he has this mid of anova, which the outcome is the same thing, that only makes you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela Hashem will be mashpi upon you more. Right, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Baroiko Eimer, Kol HaMechalol Shem Shemayim Baseisem, somebody does the chet of the Chilul Hashem, you profane Hashem's name, even though you do it privately, is Nifroyim Mimenu Begolim. The punishment will be done in front of everybody. Everybody will know about the punishment. Echad Shoigeg V'Echad Meizu B'Chilul Hashem. But you did the chet b'shoigeg, you didn't realize you did it on purpose. There's an aver of chil Hashem, Hashem pays back for the chet of chil Hashem. If there's a chet of chil Hashem, even though you do it the seisa, probably even the shoigeg, the midu is Hashem pays back, but goli, everybody finds out about it. And here the Mishnah means the yidu chatoyim, that's mamash chil Hashem, like Moshal Avoy Dezoro, that's mamash chil Hashem, well, she swear in Hashem's name, Lasheker, Yimachal, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a terrible chet. And therefore, this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back the Goloi, and after it says, Echa B'Shoike V'Echa Mezer, it doesn't mean you get the same punishment. But to do the chet the Mezer is worse. It just means even though you did a B'Shoike, the Mezer is still responsible for it, you're not an onus, and therefore Hashem will pay back the Goloi. Yeah, Mishnah Hei, Rabbi Yishmael B'Noi Omer, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchah says, that somebody learns Torah, and his condition is I'm not able to teach it to somebody else. So they'll grant him what he wants, to be able to learn and to teach others. But a bigger madrager is somebody learns Torah, I'm not to follow it up, to do what he learns, to practice what he learns. Then this is a bigger medium. To be able to learn, to teach, to watch, and to do. What's the two things of lishma v'lasos? Lasos is to do the mitzvahs, and lishma means to watch it, do it a hiddur. Do it, but put koiches into it, put effort into it. To be zeicha to do the mitzvahs, the hidurim. That's the bigger madrega to be a lilmoid, almanas lasos, you're learning, almanas to be mekayim the Torah. A lebedikacha Torah, a live Torah, a tikr halichas el halachos. That the pshat from halacha is halichas, how to walk, go in these actions. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Tzadik says, al tasem atorah lizgadabhem. To not learn Torah just to make a crown that you become great because of it. Not to shum learn amanas to receive kavod and gedula. That's called shalei lishmol. I think Gemara Dorum says, person should not say, I'm going to learn, I'll be called the chacham, I'll be called the rebbe, but rather you're supposed to learn machmas ava. And then the covet comes by itself. And the Mishnah says, V'loikardom lachbabhem. And don't learn like to have like a shovel to be able to dig with. In other words, not to be mishtamish with your learning, l'shem panosa. Shouldn't learn in order to have a job, to make money. But rather you have to do it, l'shem kedushas ha-Torah. And even the malamit, tinoikis, people that are rebeim, they get paid for it. But they can pay, it's supposed to be for chayah shimah, not that they're watching the talmidim, not for the actual learning. And the kach ha'yehilo oimer, this is the way Hillel used to say, that odish tamesh betago chalof. He's somebody that uses the crown of Torah, using it for crown, to show off or to be proud, to have covid, as yafav means you're going to be ovar min oilam. His person will be maced because, there's a benifta because of this. Is ho lo maratav, here we learn out, that kol hanenemi divrei Torah, whoever has enjoyment, from the Divrei Torah, is mishtamish with it for his kvodoi or for his panosoi, is noitel chayiv min olam, is taken away his life from this world. So Rambam learns it means he's taken away his olam haba. Rashi also says that you're taking away his schar from olam haba. That the pasuk says ki hi chayecha v'yeruch yemecha, learning Torah that extends your life. That's if you learn Torah lishmo. But if you do it to show off with for panoso, then adarab it's mekatzer shneisof. Mishnah Vov, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-mechabed es ha-Torah, whoever gives respect to Torah, whether it means the Torah itself, whether it means the Svarim, to give respect, not to put something down on top of a Seifim, to make sure the Svarim look nice, not to rip them, if they rip them, fix them up, you give cover to Torah. Rabbi Yossi means you give cover to the Lomdei Torah, to Tamichom, people that learn Torah. V'koponi y'mechabed the Torah, then gufoy mechubar al-abriyas. Midah k'neged midah is that people will respect you. You become respected in the eyes of people. the more you're machshev to give kavod haTorah, and therefore midi k'neged midi, you'll receive that kavod. But on the opposite way, b'chol ha'machalas haTorah, people don't care about the Torah, you machal it. According to the first shot, the svarim you keep dirty, you don't keep them clean. You put things on top of it, you put your hand on top of svarim, you don't mach, but throw your jack on top of svarim, you machal the Torah, is gufa m'chol ala b'riyas. People look down upon you also, they be machal you. There's the midah k'neged midah. That the more a person is machshiv of the Torah, that's mali you yourself and makes you a greater person. And therefore you'll deserve to have respect from other people. Now this is really a proper proof that the more you talk good about Chachomim, the more you talk and act b'chavid at the Torah, that shows that you yourself are a choshva person, you're mechabed the Torah, that shows that you're a choshva person. And therefore people will give you back respect. In the opposite way, the more the person is mechalo the Torah, mechalo tamid Chachomim, doesn't care about the kavod haTorah, shows that he's not a choshva person, and therefore midi k'neged midi will not receive back respect, but rather chilul. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Yishmael ben Yoyma, Rabbi Yishmael, which was the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, he says that ha'choi seich atzma min adin, somebody holds himself back and does not become a dayin. The makam where there are other dayonim, they don't really need you, and you hold yourself back, you don't become a dayin, you don't put yourself in to be a dayin, is you're better off this way. Is perik amenu, you're taken away from yourself, you're saving yourself. From Eva, people won't come to hate you. From the Gezel, you're not going to come to steal. And the Shua Shav, you won't cause anybody to swear false. Because like this, if you become a Dayan, it's possible that whoever you're paskin against, he's going to come and hate you. You may paskin the wrong way, you'll be over your Gezel. You may cause somebody to swear Shua Shav, and you'll be over your Germ the Sisa. So if you don't have to be a Dayan, if the other Dayanim there, don't push yourself to be a Dayan, you're better off. And the similar of a hagas liboy barom, somebody acts like a bargaivenek, he's muftach, he's gas, he's haughty in his heart about harom, means he feels that he can paskin himself, he won't make any mistakes. He doesn't have to ask anybody, he doesn't have to think it over, but go straight and give the answer. That person is called a shait, is called a fool. Chacham has to know, no matter how great you are, you have to look it over, be careful before you paskin. It's possible to make a mistake and talk it over and think it over, and make sure you're answering the right psak. Rosho the Gas Ruach, the person is also considered a Rosho, means he has no Yira Shemayim, and he's a Gas Ruach, it shows he's a big Bar Gaivenek, wants to show off, as if to show off, that he could answer right away. That's a Rosho, it's a Bar Gaivenek, that's a terrible thing. But rather the opposite way, make sure you think it over, make sure the psak is right, do it by Nova with Yira Shemayim, then you come to the Emesdek psak. Some also say that it means that Choshem in that din means that we know there are two ways to have din Torah. The psas cannot be din Torah, you can make a pshara, make a compromise. Compromise is that whatever you say, the makabel, and there's no shal of gezel, it's also a better way of paskening than making a din Torah. Mishnah Ches, who are Yoima? He used to say, means Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosef and Chalafti used to say, Alti don yechidi, don't be a dan yourself, don't pasken yourself. Even though we din Torah or Yochid Mumcha, if you're a Mumcha L'Rabim, you're allowed to paskin yourself, it's not the best thing to do. Always ask other people, talk it over with others. Shein Don Yechidi Alech, there's only one, Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only one that can do by himself. V'yal Toima, the Dayan should not say, Kablu Daiti. Let's say there are three Dayanim there, they have the part, they're Shailim now. So one Dayan should not say to the other two, listen, you accept what I say. Shein Rashoyin, because it's up to them. If they want to, they're sure they're allowed to accept your psak. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. But it's not up to you to tell them they should makabel their psak. In other words, each dayan has to think it over. You have three dayanim to hear the din Torah. Each one thinks it over. Each one has the right to come out to what he thinks of the right psak. And one dayan should not tell the other one, you should be makabel my das. Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yonasan Omer. Rabbi Yonasan says, somebody starts off learning Torah even though he's poor, he's soivolit, he's tam matriach in learning, he doesn't worry about his panosam, ikri is kaveh to learn Torah the whole day. So such a person, soivol akam liyosha, the mid is that HaKadosh Baruch will eventually give him ashiris, he'll be able to makam the Torah baravchis, he won't have to worry about panosam, HaKadosh Baruch will take care of him, this will be rive. And the opposite of the way of the cholam avatla is a Torah moisha, person that has panosam, but instead of learning, he stands a bat and he wastes his time. So So such a person, Seifel the Batlamayin, he'll end up that Hashem will take away his money. No, some have to work. Hashem sees by him, it's not worth it to give him the money. He's just wasting his time anyway. But this is a person that spends his time learning, so it's kedai for Hashem to give him the money. He won't have to worry about panasa. He'll be able to, so he'll use out his time the right way and learn. From Idigis, a person that wastes his time, so there's no purpose for Hashem to give him the Ashiris, he's wasted anyway. Such a person is Seifel the Batlamayin. He'll end up be mevatol by being poor, and have to work, he'll have to matriach himself. Yeah, Mishnah Yud, Rabbi Meir says, Have memayit ha'isik. A person should not work too hard, should not be mishtadu too much for his panosam, but rather vasoik v'torah, spend most of your time, should be learning Torah. It makes your Torah kfa and malachtucha arai. That's a good midah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Like we know, the Yisoid is Panosra, it's a Kalola. Adam Rishon did a chet, and because of that he got a curse. Bezeis ha'pecha techolecha, with your sweat you're going to have to eat. So therefore, as much as possible, try and be mamayat in that Kalola. And the rest of the time, spend in learning. In Avada, it makes sense that Kosh Baruch will take care of such a person. Doesn't make any sense that because the person is spending his time learning, that's why Hashem will take away his Panosra and make it harder for him. Same thing, the person has a choice to learn in Kerlo, continue learning. Doesn't have to worry now about the panasa. Since the person is doing what Hashem wants and is learning his Torah, he has a right to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later, when it comes time to make panasa, Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him out, and Allah panasa is not going to lose out because he was learning Torah. Adarabah, the purpose of life is to be Isaac by Torah. And therefore, as much as possible, the Mayat Isaac, do as little work as possible, and spend most of your time learning Torah. Even the Rambam brings down that in Rambam's times, the Parsha the Balabas, Rambam says the Balabas, a simple person, would learn 8 hours a day, would work 8 hours a day, and 8 hours he would spend eating and sleeping and davening. But I call upon him, you have to make sure you have a gezunta seid every day of learning. And a tremendous midah of anova in front of everybody. That's the way you become a Talmid Chacham, that's the way you learn. We had before, Ezel Chochem, Aloy made Mikolodom. You have Anovi, you don't have the guy where you listen and ask people and learn from people. That's a good midah to Mekayim the Torah, become a big Talmid Chochem. Then be taught them in a Torah person, Mavata from the Torah, you should know, Yesh Loch Petelem Harbi Kenegdil. There are plenty of things to do, to find to do. The Yetzirah has plenty of things. A person wants to be Mavata, you don't have to be too smart to find what to do. There are plenty of things to battle the battle. But we have to watch ourselves, and therefore the Malta Batera, the person is Omu Batera and works in Torah as a Masmid, you have to know Yesh Lois Chor Harbelitin Loch. Because Baruch Hu has tremendous amount of reward to give to you. That's the greatest mitzvah we could do. That's the greatest schar we receive from it. There's plenty of reward. But we pass on to the Yaakov, Schar B'Hayal Malekha, we don't get the reward in this world. But rather the reward is Sefer Olam Haba. The simple reason that this world is not great enough for the enjoyment. But the Mishnah Novi says that Yofa Shacha Shakaras Ruach Olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. Farshim explained that means he would take all the enjoyment of the whole world from Adam Rishon until Moshe Mashiach, all the enjoyment that was here in the whole world, everybody had put it all together, doesn't come close to his Kayas Ruach, means like a smell of Olam Haba. Imagine just standing outside a bakery and just smelling it. So the whole world, the enjoyment of this whole world, doesn't come to one smell of Olam Haba. So you can imagine what kind of schar we will be getting into Shabbalim and Atayrab. This world is not great enough for that schar. Therefore, the schar we get is in Olam Haba. But this world is in Olam Ha'asiyah, to be Isaac Batera, and the person is Omol Batera. You have to know there's plenty of schar coming to you. Yesh lo ischar harbe litein lo. Yeah, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ho'isa mitzvah, somebody does even one mitzvah, is koine loy praklik dechod. He creates, his koine owns, he acquires a lawyer, a praklik dechod, a malach, that's going to say it's chusm for you. And the opposite way, v'yo'ivra aveirach, somebody does even one aveira, koine loy kategerechod, you're making one prosecutor. That loss of love, v'yer madin, he's going to be there, that malach, to say the avera that you did for your punishment. Because Mishnah is teaching us that even one mitzvah is very, very choshev, you shouldn't take it light, no matter how small the mitzvah is, avad if the mitzvah is a mochamedic mitzvah, But every mitzvah that you do creates its own special loyam that's going to be there for you b'shas hadin when people need help. So it's kedai to put all your effort into the mitzvahs. In the opposite way, if you're doing averas, stay away from doing averas. There's no such thing as Hashem will forget the averas. Not going to be said over, it won't be mentioned. You create a prosecutor that's going to be there to say over exactly what you did. The Mishnah ends off with Lord Yaakov that tshuva umaisim toivim, that's kisvus b'fnei aperonis. That's like a shield in front of punishment. If you want to save yourself, protect yourself from punishment, we just learned every avera is there. It'll be made on it, and there'll be punishment for it. So if you want to protect yourself from it, do tshuva when you're still alive. Umaisim toivim. You say, sur meira v'yasei toiv. Do tshuva, go away from the ra, and then umaisim toivim, do maisim, do asei toiv. Some of the Rishonim say, if you did an avera, so the Eitzer always is to do tshuva, and then do a mitzvah with the same part of the body that you did the avera. Somebody spoke Lashon Hara, did an avera with his Lashon, with his mouth, with his Koyach of Dibur. So it should be Yosek Alatin, Limer HaTorah, V'mekadosh Yedibur. Did an avera with your eyes. Person saw, looked at things he's not supposed to. V'mekadosh your eyes, look at Tzadikim, use your eyes for Limer HaTorah. The person hit somebody. Then with your hands, do a ma'aseh tov, give tzedakah with your hands. That's the sinyan of do tshuva, and a ma'aseh tov, and be misaking that avam that you did a chet with. Reb Yochanan Hasandl Oimer, kol k'nesiyah shilashem shemayim. Anytime people gather together for shem shemayim, for purpose of being mekarev themselves to Hashem, of creating kvod shemayim, you have to know such a gathering is seifel l'skayim. You can have atzlocha, it'll still be around. It means whatever you set out to do, you'll have atzlocha, you'll be able to be mekayim it. You can have a brocha, seifel l'skayim. But the opposite way, v'sheinu l'shem shemayim, anytime you have a gathering, a meeting, discussing something that's not l'shem shemayim, it's not going to create kvod shemayim, it's not something Hashem likes, it's not going to give ritza to Hashem, Jeff, you should know, ain't seifel l'skayim, it
will not last, nothing good will come out of it.
Mishnah Yud Beis, Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua Eimer, he says, that Yehi Chavoyd Talmidcha Chaviv Olecha Kishalach. You should give respect to your own Talmidim, your own students, just like you respect yourself. There's an Indian to be Mechavid your Talmidim, even though you're teaching them, but still you learn from them, you gain from them, they're Chashuvim, and you have to give them Kavod like yourself. For Chavoyd Chavercha, someone's even more Chashuv than your Talmid, your Chavir, your friend, is Kemar Rabbah, him you have to give respect as if you have fear from your Rebbe. And Umayra Rabbah, how do you have to act upon your own Rebbe? What kind of fear do you have for your own Rebbe? Kemara Shemayim, same way you have Yiras Shemayim. And the Medrash Shmuel explained that each one is a higher Madrega than really you're supposed to. And the Pshat is supposed to give somebody extra covet in order that you shouldn't come to have Poigam not to give him covet. It's a terrible chet to take away covet from somebody. You know, Talmid Rabbi Kiva were nifter because they're not knowing him covet zeh v'zeh. If, like an extra zahir, it's the time of telling you, pick up one madrega to the cover, like Talmidcha, give him cover as if you give yourself chavercha, yechaver, so give cover as if it's your Rebbe, and your Rebbe give cover as if it's Mer Shemayim. Really, we know Rebbe says in Sechta Makis that harbe lamarati mirabosai, v'yoyse mizeh mechaverai, v'yoyse mekula mitalmidai. The person learns and starts off learning first your makava from your Rebbe. Then it comes to Madreg, you learn where the Chavrusa you get more from. Then it comes to Madreg, you get more from your Talmidim. The kids are Rebbe steigen guys because of his own Rebbe, because of his Chavrusa, because of his Talmidim. So it says, Limud here, he's supposed to give all three of them covered. And each one deserves more respect than the other. Your Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rebbe Yehuda says, have a Zoyher B'Talmud. You're very, very careful in your teachings and your learning. For out of your surpassing halachom, very careful in the dagdig, make sure what you're passing, what you're saying over the loch is right. Shigagas Talmud Olazodim. Because even if you made a mistake, you were a shigi by mistake, you taught the wrong halacham, and people will do wrong because of you, Olazodim Hashem will take it out on you as if you did it b'mezid, because it's a tainer on you. Why weren't you medagdig more before you gave out the psak, before you gave out your learning? And this goes no type of learning, any type of learning of Torah. Whatever you learn, you have to make sure you learn it well. You know the right pshat, don't run through it. If you have doubts, think into it. Make sure you come out to the right maskonah. That's where you're supposed to go to learn. Because if you make mistakes in learning, come out with the wrong maskonahs, that's a terrible thing. That'll be a taina upon you.
Rabbi Shimon says, Shloisha Ksarim Hain. There are three crowns. And the Rav explains, I mean, in the Psukim and the Torah, there are three things the Torah is mechayv you to give cover to. And that's called Keset Torah. Some it's a Talmud Chacham. He has a crown of Torah mechayv to give cover to him. And then the Keset Kuna, the crown of a Kain. The Mitzvah Kedashta, to give cover to a Kain. And then the Keset Malchus is the crown of a Melech. Same Tosa Melech a Melech. Shetei Masa Lech, you have a chayv to give cover back to a Melech. Then the Mishnah ends off, a Kesa Shem Toiv, Oila Gabehen. The son somebody has a good name, that's above all of them. That's a better crown. Somebody has a good name, meaning he has it because they Maisim Toivim, and people talk good about him, that's even better. So the question is, it starts off saying there are three Ksorim, three crowns, and it says Shem Toiv, that's the fourth one. The first one explained that the Shem Toiv is not a Kesa by itself, that goes with all the other one. That there's such a thing as a Kesa Torah, that's only if he also has a Shem Toiv. A Kesa Kun is also only with a Shem Toiv, a Kesa Mafis. That's a type of Oila Gabeim, means it goes above them, that they only have the Chshivis, if they also have Maisim Toivim, they have a good name also. In other words, if you have a Talmud Chochem, you have a Melech, you have a Kayin, but they don't do Maisim Toivim, they do Maisim Royim, then there's no Chiv to give them covered. And Rabban Yerin explains what's called the Kesa Shem Toiv. It means somewhere it's Mekabel Torah, he learns Torah, and he does mitzvahs, and people talk good about that. And that he says, the Apostle says in Kehelis, Toiv Shem, Mishem and Toiv, a good name is better than good oil. Meaning oil is only good if you smell it. If you don't smell it, it means nothing. But a Shem Toiv, no matter where you are, it goes around. And then Rabban Yerin says, the end of the Apostle in Kehelis says, V'yoyim ha'movis im'yoyim hivoldoi. For some people, the Yoyim ha'movis is even greater and better day he was born. So Rabban Yerin says, it goes on such a person that was mace, with a Shem Toiv. He has more chashivis than he was born. He was born, he didn't have a Shem Toiv. Now when he's nifta, everybody talks about how good he was. The Torah, the mitzvahs that he did, that's even the greater madrega. Mishnah Yudalid. Rabbi Noroi Oim, Rabbi Noroi says, have you goyle limkoim Torah? Person should go and live in a place where people learn Torah there, without the Talmid Chachamim over there. The Altema person shouldn't say to himself, I'll live in a faraway place. She tovi achrecha, that the Torah will follow me, that the Talmid Chacham will come to me also. Shouldn't say that. Or else a person would say, shechavarecha yikamu biyadecha, means I'm going to go live away in a place where no Talmid Chacham are there. But my friends will stay home and they'll learn Torah. Whenever I have any doubts, I'll go and ask them. I'll be samech on them. You shouldn't say that. But rather, you should be goyle to mokim Torah. You should always you yourself live in a place without the Talmid Chacham there we can learn from. Find out yisveikis. Don't rely on your own seichel, on your own understanding, but rather make sure you have Talmid Chacham and people to talk to and learning, to ask them, to make sure you come out to the emes and not to make any mistakes. The Rabban Yerin says, don't be samech on your own bina, even if you're learning in a place with Talmid Chachamim, but always make sure to ask advice from Chachamim. And whatever you do should always be done, I'll pay the advice of the Chachamim. Your Mishnah Tezvav. Rabbi Yanni says, "Ain v'yadenu, it's not in our hands, we don't have to understand. Loi mishalvas harishoyim. How come we find sometimes that Rishoyim have a good life, an easy life in this world? V'yaf loi miyisurim ha-tzadikim. We don't have to understand why sometimes we find that tzadikim have a lot of pain in this world, a lot of yisurim, a hard life. We don't have to understand that there's all the ratzon of the Kodesh Baruch Hashem has his reasons why. And one simple reason is that sometimes Hashem wants to pay back the rush in this world for the few mitzvahs that he did, so he gives them his reward in this world. Mashenkin batzadikim, Hashem wants to give them all the reward better in Olam Haba. In this world, sometimes he pays them back the punishment for the few averas they did. Instead of having to go to Gehenim, they get the Yisurim in this world, they're much better off. So that it's a toiva for the tzadikim sometimes, that they have Yisurim in this world, and sometimes it's bad for the Rishoyim, that they have a shalva, they have it easy in this world. We don't have to understand this, but this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Rabbi Masio ben Chorashayma, he says, have you makdim b'shloim kolodim? Meet the Tavriz, whoever you meet in the street, always give him Shalom Lechem first. You should be mishtado to love people, love the Brias, mail you makarav them to do mitzvahs, and the way to makarav them is to be nice to them, give them Shalom. And who are din, you make the people like you also, and therefore they'll be mekabel what you're saying later on. So if it was a midah taiva, you should give them shalom, even though you're going down from your madrega
giving somebody else, not so chashuv as Yishalem, still it's worth it. And others say, and if I'm Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara says, Maran Bracha says that Rabbi Yechonin, Yechonin Metzakei was makdim Shalom l'chol Adam, ve'afilu nochri v'shuk, even the guy in the street he saw, he also gave him Shalom first. Then the Mishnah says, have a zon of laroyis, you better off being a tail of a lion, ve'atiyah rosh l'shualim, and not be the head of a fox. For the Masha means, the lion, he's the strong one, there's the big time yechomim, better off hanging around them, even though you're only a tail, you're very low, you're the lowest one there in the class in yeshiva, but you're better off being with better ones, you learn more from them, with around the opposite way, be with the low ones, and you should be the head of the low ones. You shouldn't be the rosh l'sholem, don't be the head of small ones, chusim. That's a mitzvah, if you hang around with the mechamim, the greater they are, the more you get from them. A dug mashal, if you go into a store that sells perfume, just by going in there, you also smell. Mashenkin, you hang around with people that are lower than you, so that's the way you act also. So there's a madrega and lifat, limitator and ruchnis, to always try and learn and be mimishamish people, gedolim. Some will say the opposite way also, you mishamish gedolim, they mechabed you, they give up with you, you learn from them, you made this mashenkin the other way, you won't receive too much. Mishneh Tezayin, Rabbi Yaakov says, that ho'olam hazeh, this world is doimel lepreiz do'demet to a foyer b'fnei olam haba. That's like the cheder, the room that you go into, just entering into the big room. But the ikar room is do'olam haba. Olam hazeh is only the entrance. And therefore, haskein atzma, prepare yourself a preiz during the foyer and the entrance. Kedei she'tikonis latrakt, and you should be zeichet to be able to go into the big palace. The ikar is to be zeichet to get olam haba. As the Mesillas Hashem starts off, that Nika Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is to mahana to us, to give us Nen Mizev Hashchin, as Nika Hashem wants. And the mokum for that is in Olam Haba. Hashem wants every year to go to Olam Haba, to be there. Because we have to be Zoicha, we have to go through this world to do mitzvahs, to be Zoicha, to get to Olam Haba. And therefore the purpose of this world is not to enjoy this world, not to stam enjoy it, not to taivas, to do tenugim of Olam Hazem. Rather the purpose of this world is this the mokum huasiyam. This is the makom we can prepare ourselves, do mitzvahs and Torah to be zeicha to Olam Haba. At the next Mishnah says, Mishnah Yitzayin, who are Yoyma, same Rabbi Yaakov used to say, that yofar shrachas, you're better off 1 hour, one time in this world, b'tshuva, doing tshuva ma'isim tovim, b'olam mazeh in this world, because tshuva ma'isim tovim means doing tshuva ma'isim tovim mitzvahs, limudat Torah, you're better off 1 hour in this world, Mikol Chayilam Abba from the whole Chayilam Abba. And that mission is the tafkid is to do mitzvahs. That's the purpose of this world. And Mida Gisa, that's a Nageh to Asiyah, what we're doing. Shadua the Groh, before he was Niftar, he said over that it was Kedai for him to give up Olam Haba. They should live a little bit longer to learn more Torah. Poshadah, this Mishnah, that Yofar Shrachas, 1 hour in this world of Shuva, Maisim Tovim, doing mitzvahs, learning Torah is worth it more than all the schar of Olam Haba. That's negeh to the asiyah accomplishing. What's negeh to payment reward? That's the next part of the Mishnah, it's no stirah, but negeh to the reward part, the yofar shachas, you're better off 1 hour, shall keras ruach, not even being in Olam Haba, just keras ruach, mefarsh can spend like just smelling, imagine just being outside a bakery, and you just smell the bakery, here just being outside Olam Haba, one smell of Olam Haba is more enjoyable Mikol Chayulam Azef and the whole world put together. The Rebbe Eliyapian to tell us Mazbem. Imagine putting all the enjoyment of this world together from Adam Arishan until Mashiach comes. All the people, the whole world together, put all that enjoyment together. Tremendous amount of enjoyment. Doesn't come close to not even one smell of Olam Haba. That's how great the enjoyment will be in Olam Haba. That's like the pshat that we say, Schar B'Hayam Alechem. We do not get reward if you're lucky. You would not get your reward in this world for the mitzvahs, but rather get the reward in the next world, in Olam Haba. But this world is not great enough to receive the reward. The reward of Olam Haba, our whole world put together, doesn't even come close to one smell of Olam Haba. But this is negeh to the reward, enjoyment. Mashenk and the Reish of the Mishnah is saying, you want to know tachlis about doing the asiyah, you're better off doing Torah and mitzvahs, mais and tovim, from all the reward better of Olam Haba. Mishnah Yudches, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Al tiratze es chaverach b'shas kasa. When a person is very angry at you, don't try and appease him them. You're wasting time. He's not going to accept it. And leave him alone. Let him calm down first. You know the Gemara in Brachas Dashan is the pasuk from this. Gemara there says, minayin shem ratzin liyodim b'shas kasa. You're not supposed to appease the person then. Now the pasuk says, pona yelecha v'achin v'ani chayis yiloch. Because Brachas said to Moshe, wait a little bit till the zman of Zam goes away, and then Hashem will be mafayis. Hu adin, the Mishnah says that the yal tenachanenu b'shor shemesa mutlufonim. Just a person's anointing, the mesa's in front of him, that's not a time to give him tanchum to try and appease him. The tzara is there, that's not a time to give him tanchumim. The yal tisholoi b'shas nidroi. Just a person makes a neder, don't try and help him out to be mata the neder. Because when he's making, obviously he's angry, he wants to make the neder. If you're going to say, don't do it, but rather try and be matur, he's only going to say, afal pi kein, even though you're giving me a terim, I still want to make the nether. So b'shas, he's making the nether, he's like angry v'kas, don't stop him from making the nether, you'll only make it worse. Wait till he calms down, and then you try and be matur the nether. V'yatishtabil l'roitzei b'shas kalkolosei. When a person is ma'nichshel an avera, person's doing something he's very embarrassed from, don't go and see him then, only make things worse, you make him embarrassed, you'll become embarrassed. That's not the way to help out your friend. Same thing by other Marishan, Hashem did not appear to them. B'shas techet, only afterwards, when he made his chagurois, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, how come he made his chagurois? Yishma Hashem is called, Vayishma is called Hashem l'kim. HaKol ponim, B'shas is doing the chet itself, B'shas kakuloi, don't look them. And then Echnami, the person could stop him, without the interchoch, if he stopped the person from doing the chet, then Echnami. But otherwise, just to watch him do the chet, that's not kedai. Yeah, Mishnah Yutes. Shmuel HaKotoin Oimer. There has been the foil oivcho al tismuch. When your enemy falls, don't like be happy. Uvekoshloi al yogali becha. When he stumbles, your heart should also not be in joy. Pen yira Hashem rabbeinu. Maybe Hashem will see this and be bit in the eyes of Hashem. And the heishiv mi olav apa, Hashem will take his anger out upon you. Really, the kashin for Hashem asks is like, what is Shmuel teaching us? Enough in the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, ben nefol avcha tismach. There's a pasuk. Was it just I'm saying over this pasuk? So the Rav learns the pshat is that Shmuel HaKotan, he was rogel in b'mechich people, telling people about this pasuk. Therefore, he says over this pasuk, he was rogel. Some say, the Gemara says in Bracha, that Shmuel HaKotan, he was mesak in the Bracha of Olam HaShinim. The extra bracha we say in Shmuel Nesra of Olam HaShinim, like we mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our enemy should be wiped out, should be killed. All the Rishoyim should not have any kiyim. So mispalo to Hashem that the Rishoyim should be wiped out. Therefore, he was also with very margul people to watch out, that even though we mispalo, that they should be wiped out, but when it happens, we have to mekam this posik and mishlei, not to be happy when they fall, that Pen Me'el HaKadosh Baruch will take out the anger back upon us. Mishnechof. Elisha ben Avuyim. Elisha ben Avuyim says, he was the rabbi of Rav Meir. He says that Haloimed Yela, somebody teaches a young child, young people, Lamal Dem, what is he like? Lidyoy, like Shmak and nice black ink. Suva Miyachod is written down on a blank sheet of paper, a new sheet of paper that looks very good and writes very good. And it's good to learn with young children, with youth. The Torah will go in, there'll be mekablik, you'll accomplish. But v'aloi mitzok, and somebody teaches an older person, l'mal dem, what is he like? L'joy like ink, soup is written on niya mochuk, on a piece of paper that was erased already. Doesn't look so nice, and you're not going to accomplish that much. It's much harder for it to go in. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, ish kfar ha-bavli yomer, that haloi mit menaktanim, somebody learns from youth, is l'mal dem, what is he like? Lo'echol anovim kezis, eat grapes, they're a little sour. V'shoy siyayim egiti, is drinking fresh wine, that's not so good. Adrav, when you come to learn, your rebbeim should be older, they should be big tamichachomim, not from young people. V'alemim and azkenim, somebody learns from an older tamichachom, l'mal dem, what is he like? Lo'echol anovim b'shuloi, you're eating ripe grapes. V'shoy siyayim yosh, you're drinking old gishmak of good wine. Rebbe says, Al testaka b'kankin, a person should not look at the barrel, not at the outside of the bar, how it looks. Ela b'ma she yesh, but you have to look inside, what's inside. because yesh kan kan chor. Sometimes you have a new beautiful barrel, but mala yoshen, it's full of old gishmak, a good wine. The yoshen, sometimes you have an old barrel, shafilu chodeshem, but doesn't even have new wine there. It's not so good. Yitzhak can say, don't judge by the cover, but look what's inside. And the Rav learns that Rebbe is coming talking to Rebbe Yehuda. And he says, just like there are different barrels, you can't tell what's good. It's not told in age. Who are then by learning? Slavdav could learn from older people. Sometimes you have younger Tamil Chachamim that you can learn from better, that know more, that's easy to teach you. Sometimes better to learn from younger Tamil Chachamim. Kids, it depends whichever one you could learn from better. But I call upon the language of the movement of this missionary, the Ravada, the younger you are, the better it is to start learning. When you're young, it's called Girsa, the Ankusa, what goes into your head when you're young, that stays with you. Yet it's clean then, your Torah then, your Kaddish then, the Torah goes and becomes part of you. Later on in life, you have too many other things in your head, very hard for the Torah to go in. Avadi can still learn then, but it's much easier to learn early. People should not say, first my young youth I'll use out, so I've got to learn things, do other things, get panosa, and later on in life I'll sit down to learn. It's not the right way. If not, what you learn when you're young, that's Girsa D'Ankusa, that goes in, that stays, that's the prime time. These are the years to use for learning. Now we know by this Mishnah, said from Elisha ben Ahuya, you know the Maisa was that at the beginning he was like the Rebbe of Remeya, but at the end he was from the four people that went into the paradise. When he came down, he became an Apikurus. His end of his lifetime, he was called Achar, an Apikurus, he turned to be a Rosha. So who the Shaler is, then why does the Mishnah bring him down from over here? Why is he limited? This Maisa, himself in the Satan Rebbe itself, that this Mishnah is teaching us. He's supposed to learn with the Yelid. What is it like? It's like a clean piece of paper. So the movement Shabbat is that you teach young. When you're a young person, what goes in then, the more Kedusha B'Tayra, the more pureness that goes in, that's going to be Saif Dov. You're going to end up to be a Tzaddik. The Torah will stay with you. But if the beginning of your youth was Ra, bad things went in, even though later on you can try and learn, but the Acharis is not going to be the same. The end will be what you had of the youth. That's what comes out. You have to know to be very, very careful with your youth, with the kids, to watch them, to make sure they're learning the Kedusha B'Tayra, not to overlook them and let them have a good time and go to the Tanugim, the Taibas of Elam Hazeh, and say, first let them have a good time, later they start learning, that ruins the Seif. That's the pasuk that we say, that Toiv Achris Dovim Rishisoi, meaning in order to have an Achris, in order to have a good end, you have to have a good beginning. That's the said of this Mishnah, Lamed min hayeled is daimat yodek suva aniyah chadash. Yodek suva aniyah chadash. The Mishnah, the Chafalif, Rebbe Lezer HaKapper, Rebbe Lezer HaKapper says, Hakina, this need to be jealous of one another, the Ataiva, that you have desires to have tenugim, enjoyment of this world, the Akava, the person wants to have respect, is Moitzian Esodim and Erlum. Pasha takes you out of this world. Because Baruch Hu created such a beautiful world, you can enjoy this world. A person have these three midas, the mamash takes you out of the world, doesn't let you live. A person can have what he needs, but if he has kin, he's jealous why somebody else has more than him, and everything he has gets ruined, it's not worth anything. But Haman had everything he needed. He was jealous, though, of Mordechai, killed himself because of it, takes himself out of the world. And also, we have kin that were jealous of somebody. Why? It's in stira, real to the Anoich Hashem Lakecha, the Aseret HaDibros. Anoich Hashem is a Kosh Baruch Hu, gives everybody what he deserves. Whatever somebody has, it's a Kosh Baruch Hu. How could you be jealous of somebody else? Hashem gave it to him and not to you. How could you be jealous? The Hataiva, Stam going after Tanugim, enjoyments of this world, that's only a stira to Elam Haba, it's only a stira to Avruchnius, that what we had before, the purpose of this world is Haskein Atzmacha V'Proizdo. Today, we want to be zeicher to get to Elam Haba. The Tanugim, things that take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those things that take us away from Elam Haba. They just kill us, take them out of this world. Avada, what we need to live on, what you need to be happy, that's one midah. But Taiva means Sham, to go after your desires, your lust. That's a terrible thing that takes you away from Hashem. Person's never happy. Person has Taivas will never be satisfied, and he kills himself over it. Same thing covered. What is covered? What is respect? Person that runs after it, he's never satisfied, never happy. He always wants more and more and more. He wants more respect. And really, it's a zero. It's nothing. These are things that are really nothing. If you go after them, they can almost take you out of this world. You don't have a life anymore. Les Mishnah, Mishnah Chav Beis. Hu HaYoyim, he used to say, Reb Lezakop used to say, HaYeloidim Lomos, young children, you have to know eventually you're going to die. You have to realize there's Musa, that prepare yourself in this world for Elam Haba, everybody's going to end up in Misa. V'ya Mesim L'Hachias, Mitzvah Shem HaKosh Baruch will make a Tchias HaMesim. V'ya Chayim Lidun, and everybody's alive is going to have a Din. Kovitz goes on, even Achat Tchias HaMesim will be the Din HaGodol then. Be a tremendous big judgment then. Later, a person has to know, Olohidia, to be known to other people, Olivoda, it should be goal of Yadua to the whole world. Shukel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gibor, the Kainah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ruler, Hu HaYaitzer, he is the one that created, formed this world, Hu HaBor, he created us, Hu HaMaven, he understands us, Hu HaDayin, he's the judge. Who aid? He has aidus. He knows everything that happened. He's made on Kol Ma'is Adam. Who baldin? He has the baldin. He's toveir us to a din. Who osed lod? And he's the one who's going to give us judgment. Baruch Hu. To thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shulof Shein Lefon of Le'avla. Shem doesn't have any injustice in front of him. Le'shichri doesn't forget anything. V'le'i Masufonim doesn't turn towards people that stam want to show off. Well, Mikach Shechid doesn't take any bribes. Shakosh, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that person has to know Shakur Lufi Cheshbon. Exactly, you're going to get exactly what you deserve, what the Cheshbon is. According to how many mitzvahs you did, how many averis you did, the din will be exactly. V'yal Yavticha Cho Yitzrecha. The person should not think, don't let the Yitzrecha talk it into you. Shashur, that the person is nice and buried. Base Monoslok, that's the place you will escape. Nobody will see you anymore, nobody will know anything, nothing will happen to you anymore. No, but Adarabba, that's where the Yom HaDin starts, and we have to have a Din V'cheshbin, and calls Mam Rolai, we have to massacre ourselves as much as possible. Shal Korchacha, to Noitza, by force we were born, via Korchacha, to we were formed, via Korchacha, Noitza, we were nearly, we were born, via Korchacha, to Chai, by force we live, and as the early, the Neshama really doesn't like this world. The Neshama likes Elam Haba, upstairs, close to Hashem, he doesn't like this world, by force we're here. That kochachat to mace, the force we're going to be mace. That kochachat also we didn't leave a cheshbon. Of nei melech machal noham akadosh baruch hu. So kids, whether we like it or not, this is what's going to happen. Therefore, these are the facts, and therefore we have to chaperein. The Mishnayos said before, prepare ourselves as much as possible in this world, in order we should be zeicha to get to Elam Haba, to have the enjoyment of schar of kol mitzvahs in Elam Haba. All right, we'll stop here.